It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cock your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Think back together, come back and see me. 3 days to the living room. I realize it's all my fault, I couldn't call you. Yesterday, you've forgiven me. Whatever saved me today, till I say I'm sorry.
And now, the men who put the P.U. back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And actually, it's been more than 1 week. It's actually been 2 weeks as a result of the worldly events, which, of course, we don't mind. It is Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, the Data Doctor's back to talk to you about computers, give you a little respite from war coverage. Let's talk a little bit about technology, computers. But I guess before we do that, we should let everybody know that regardless of what your stance is on this war, we encourage you to support our troops. They are our brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, fathers, sons, daughters, all that good stuff.
Cousins. Third cousins, twice removed. They're all kinds of things. How are those headphones working out for you there? Hey, we're also going to invite you to jump in on the conversation here, as always, at our special hotline. It's 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR. And if you can't get through on those lines because they're busy or because you're shy or timid or you just like the old digital method, you can always cruise on over to our website at datadoctors.com/radio and click on the Ask a Question or Make a Suggestion links there, and you can ask or suggest right there online. We get those things right here live in the studio, and we try to go through and find the ones that are good that will pertain to more than just one person maybe and
something.
Get that stuff on the air.
Dare they make a suggestion?
Of course they may.
Hey, today's theme. Oh, we love criticism.
We actually enjoy that.
We do.
Sure.
We like poke ourselves and with needles and stuff.
That's just Ken. He likes pain.
All right. This week's theme is all about MP3, the media and players. We've certainly talked about this topic in the past, but things have changed pretty dramatically since we last covered this, and thought that's nice and light and easy, and if you're still not into the MP3 generation, maybe today's discussion will help you understand why it is so doggone cool. And if not, then whatever.
That's fine, too, and we're not just talking about, you know, ripping off stuff in the old Napster and stealing music.
Yeah.
We're talking about what's called ripping CDs, which is not ripping off. It's taking CDs you have and turning them into MP3 so that you can store them on your computer and play them back later, or be able to make a copy later if your CD gets damaged, or be able to put them into a little MP3 player that you can carry around, kind of like a little personal disc player. There's all kinds of different cool things you can do with that.
Absolutely. But, of course, your questions, your thoughts, your feedback, your whatever participation in the show is somewhat important to us.
Absolutely. Again, the phone number you can get in on right now is 602-277-5827. If you're one of those that always gets a busy signal, I encourage you, now is your time, because it will be busy for the rest of the show probably once these things light up. So,
speaking of MP3 players,
yes,
a very enjoyable use of an MP3 player is last week I had the fine pleasure of spending the entire week in a remote part of Colorado doing a little snowboarding.
Yes.
For the week.
Uh-huh.
And the little Moovo thumb drive that we got for our television show to test.
Yes.
I used that during my ski trip. It was phenomenal. It's a little tiny thing, and you got, 30, 40 songs with you.
And the best thing is
all up and down the slopes.
If you're like Ken, who I can just imagine on the slopes, falls quite a bit.
No, sir.
Yeah, so when you fall, there's no skipping, because it's not a CD. There's nothing to skip. It's just a stick of memory that holds all these songs, and you cruise around, and it doesn't matter if you fall. It takes a lot less power, so your batteries last a lot longer.
One AAA battery lasted the whole week.
Yeah, because there's no moving parts, and when there's no moving parts, it's very, very energy efficient, so you can go for long, long periods of time with very little power.
And when I did fall, I even got some of that white stuff. What do they call that? That powdery white stuff they have in
sand.
Colorado? No, it's not sand.
No.
Snow. Yeah. Yeah, and that actually got caked on there pretty good, and it didn't have any effect at all, because there's really nothing for it to... I mean, obviously, if it gets inside, it can screw it up.
Don't drop your MP3 player in a bucket of water to see how long it'll last. That's not a great idea. But
the nice thing is, it's not a CD player. It's not anything big and bulky, but you have music as you're cruising down the slopes.
Yeah.
More importantly, when you're on that lift, that 15, 18-minute ride up to the top, you got a nice...
Does it get warm at all? You could use like a hand warmer. Put it in your hands.
No. The best thing, though, of course, is you can imagine yourself being a I don't know if anybody out there knows about Warren Miller, but he makes some pretty crazy ski footage films.
Films. I often imagine myself being Warren Miller.
No. In a Warren Miller film, because you have all this music.
If I have that much skills that I...
Well, no, the music is what makes it. You just make a quick cut and you got music playing.
You could be in there because, it's not about the skills, it's about the music.
It's my fantasy.
Yeah.
All right, give us a holler, 602-277-5827 when you hear somebody hang up. Every week we try to start the show off with... our bestest friend in the West Valley.
We don't try to start the show off. He just happens to be the first caller.
No, we want to. He always gets the show started off right. It's our buddy Adam.
Boon feed, baboon feed.
Adam comes to us every week with Adam's acronym or Spider-Man, abbreviation, as I like to call it.
Well, I think you would consider today's acronym an acronym.
An actual acronym.
Yeah.
I think that's a gong, isn't it? Isn't that a 44?
It might be a 44.
Mr. Adam, have an acronym this week.
Well, this week's acronym is WAN.
WAN.
Yeah.
I WAN and WAN and WAN and I never got anywhere.
I really, really, really WAN hard.
Well, it's WAN, and it stands for Wide Area Network.
Wide Area Network. Now, what the heck does that mean?
Well, you know that a LAN is a local area network, and it's maybe within a building.
Uh-huh. You mean like in an office building where a bunch of computers are all hooked up? That's called a LAN?
Yeah.
Local Area Network. Okay, well, we got multiple acronyms today. And so, what's a WAN?
A WAN, a Wide Area Network, is a much bigger LAN.
You mean like more computers?
More computers and more area. Like, instead of just going throughout a building, it could go throughout a city.
Oh. Or maybe the country?
And why would you want a big network like that?
Well, one of the examples is my school district, the Peoria Unified School District. The entire district has computers.
Okay.
And they're all networked across the entire district.
You know, so like that thing that we call the internet, is that like the biggest LAN on the planet, basically?
No, it's the biggest,
WAN. What did I say?
Yeah.
Well, actually, the mighty, mighty Data Doctors uses a WAN to communicate between all of its stores.
Yep.
Wow.
That's a great acronym.
That's like a practical application. So when I was asking what is a WAN, it's not because I didn't know. I was just being silly.
No, of course. What we use the WAN for is our remote stores, when they're actually computing stuff in our point of sale system or when somebody's asking or, we're working with a customer, they're actually working at our main location, even though they're at a remote location, through our WAN.
Yeah, that way we're all working on the exact same data, so at any given time I can know what's going on at any of our stores and see when a customer left there and they come into this store next week. It doesn't matter. The information travels all between all the locations.
Adam, are we choking you up?
No.
This is beautiful, man. Hey, what's going on in the world of 13-year-old Adam?
Oh, not much, but I am getting into video and graphics.
You are?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, I've been working a lot with 3D... stuff, and I'm getting into Flash.
Uh-oh. So don't do it at a bus terminal, man. You'll get arrested.
Yeah, flashing out in public is really bad.
Wrong Flash, guys.
What Flash are we talking about? Camera Flash?
Natural Media Flash.
Oh, you mean that internet stuff that's the cool images and stuff?
Yeah.
And the cool like movies and stuff that happen?
Like the thing that always says skip intro that I always click on?
Yep.
That stuff, yeah. The thing that you spent hours and hours and hours to create so everybody can click on skip intro.
Yep.
Hey, you know what, Adam? There are some very unique sites out there that are completely done in Flash. I don't know, like the whole website's done in Flash, so it's like really kind of entertaining and what have you.
Like Macromedia's new site.
It's not something you wanna go to over and over again, because usually after the first or second time, it's like, oh, that was cool.
It's a one-time wow thing, yeah.
You know what? Why don't you start bringing your Flash site of the week? Adam's Flash of the Week.
Forget the acronym and go to Flash.
No, I think both.
We'll
work towards basically Adam doing the whole show at some point.
All right.
Well, I might. Well, I'm probably going to be starting to make my own Flash sites. So.
Well, then you will send us the link when it's created, so we'll
share it with the world
and bash you on the air.
All right, Adam. Hey, thanks for chiming in. Great acronym.
Thanks.
And it's actually an acronym this week.
It is.
Give a little out music or no?
No, because we're not going to a break yet. We've got about 2 minutes, so...
No, I was talking about his little thanks, Adam. Goodbye music.
I'm going to quickly remind people we have a free line open at 602-277-5827. Jump on board now. Now is your chance. But before we go to break...
Yes.
We've got lots of callers coming up. We're going to get to your calls and questions. We're getting a few emails in at our website, datadoctors.com. You click on the computer corner section and then ask a question, make a suggestion. Also, all the links to the things we're talking about today, which is... MP3, media, players, all kinds of things, digital music.
Well, just so you know, real quick, MP3 refers to a compression technology that allows you to take a standard audio file and compress it to about one-tenth its original size without any real loss of degradation?
Yeah.
Loss of sound quality.
And the way they can do that is they strip out all the frequencies that aren't really heard by the human ear and kind of compress the thing down, and it's a fairly sophisticated technique, but it really does squash the thing down to really, really small compared to the original. And like Ken said, there's really no loss of sound to most people as far as what they can hear. So
the fact that you can do this allows you to transport and store these files in smaller devices so that you can have more music, basically, in a smaller space, which is really important. When you think about a 30-gig hard drive or 20-gig hard drive, in MP3 format, you can get about 8,000 songs. Whereas if it was the standard uncompressed audio version, it would only be 800 songs that you could get on that one storage device. So you can see that 10-to-1 ratio allows you to have these little tiny things like that Moovo that I used when I was skiing that you can jam a bunch of songs in there.
You can probably get how many hours? 10, 20 hours or so of music in that thing?
In a Moovo?
Yeah, I don't know.
20 songs.
20 songs?
Yeah, it's only 64 meg.
Oh, it's only 64 meg.
Little tiny
I'm
thing.
Sure you can get upgrades for them, or they have bigger
Absolutely.
Ones out there, so that you can see real quickly where
it's all good.
It's really easy to compress that stuff in.
All right, we're talking MP3s. It's Ken and Brandon, the Data Doctors. Of course, throughout the show, we'll be going to various updates, like...
U.S. forces fighting the most desperate Iraqi army units before heading into Baghdad. That from President Bush's radio address, and we are live with...